Let's talk about virtue. I mentioned earlier that we tend to have this attitude of religious appropriation. We only subscribe to parts of our Catholic faith, or we're subscribing to other parts of other religions and not really getting the full benefit of our Catholicism. And I truly believe one of the greatest elements of our Catholic faith, apart from the sacraments, that we tend to really miss out on are the virtues. So let's talk about the four cardinal virtues, and then we'll unpack a few of those capital virtues today as well. So the cardinal virtues, there are four of them. They're prudence, temperance, justice, and fortitude. Now, these four cardinal virtues, they're called the cardinal virtues because cardinal comes from a word meaning hinge or door, because they're key to the moral life. Thomas Aquinas talks about how these four cardinal virtues control our appetites. Think of our appetites as our desires. You see, in order for us to be virtuous, that means that we shouldn't only be capable of doing what is good and right, but we actually have to do it. We have to move our will, even battling those disordered desires that we all have. So let's start with prudence, because prudence is really viewed as the key cardinal virtue from which all the other cardinal virtues flow from. So prudence is this ability to have a reason with regard to your moral life. So it's to be reasonable. It's to have this sense of rational consideration. So think about that, to have rational consideration. Prudence is to have rational consideration, to consider what is happening to me, what I am feeling, what I am desiring, what is happening around me. I need to consider and ponder it by the virtue of prudence. That means that we're not arbitrarily driven by various emotions and movements and actions around us. So often, I think we live in such a busy world that we're all running on autopilot. And we do not make time for prudence. We never just stop and think about what's happening. A number of years ago, when I was starting college, I hit this point where I just felt like there was too much noise around me. Everything was so noisy and constant. And one of the things that I started doing is I started driving without any music, any talk show, any podcast, any audiobook. I started driving in complete silence. What I realized is it allowed me to start to kind of think through what I just did, who I just saw, how those conversations went, who I'm going to see a little later on, the things I have to do, what I'm studying, the lecture I heard, and my mind started having time to rest, recover, and review things. I believe, in a sense, this was the virtue of prudence, being allowed to start to work only because there was a little bit of silence in my life now that allowed for that consideration, that pondering. And it's funny because then what I started to do is I started to leave the radio, the music, the talk shows, everything off when other people would be in the car with me. And it was always fascinating because people would feel really uncomfortable with the silence at first. Now, most of my friends and family know that that's what it's going to be in the car, and they tend to enjoy the conversation, appreciate the absolute silence that occurs, because all of us are so hungry for this ability or this space to even consider life. That's so rarely done anymore. Temperance is another one of the cardinal virtues that actually flows from prudence. Temperance really has to do with ourself and controlling our passions. So, tie this back to prudence. We have to first consider things with prudence, and then temperance helps us to control those passions that we have, whether for good or for bad. We are moderating our behavior and what we do. So temperance, in a sense, could be thought of as self-moderation. And then the next of the cardinal virtues that flows from prudence is justice. Justice ultimately has to do with others and giving others their proper due. It could have to do with us as well, making sure that we're just toward ourselves, not that other people are just towards us, but that we're just toward ourselves and others. Recognize that, because we live in a culture where we talk about the injustice of it. We talk about the importance of justice, and we're usually talking about justice in terms of what we think we deserve and what is right. But the cardinal virtue to grow in that moral life, the true definition of justice as a virtue, is giving unto others what is due to them. And that's a really important definition of justice, because that will actually help you to define what you fight for. We can fight for just movements, but are we really fighting for just movements? Or are we fighting for things that we're triggered by that upset us that we think that we deserve? And then that last of the cardinal virtues is fortitude. Again, fortitude flows from prudence. Prudence being this rational consideration, that time to ponder. Fortitude is taking a stand, even against our own passions, but even taking a stand in the face of death. Fortitude we could understand as courage. Now, courage is acting in the face of fear. The fear doesn't go away. But fortitude goes even further than courage. Fortitude is acting in the face of fear, even to the point of death. If death is imminent, it's in our face. We're willing to take a stand, whether that's against ourselves or against others, if necessary. We're willing to do what is right and true and good. These four cardinal virtues, again, all flow from the first one being prudence. We won't be able to develop or grow in the virtues of temperance, justice, and fortitude if we don't first take those moments to ponder. Add more quiet moments to our lives so that we can grow in a life of virtue. Now, there are seven capital virtues. I'm going to name them very quickly and name their opposing capital sin, also known as the deadly sins. But I'm only going to walk through a couple of them. So the virtue would be chastity, and its opposing deadly sin would be lust. Another one would be generosity. The deadly sin in opposition would be greed. Temperance, which we just talked about, is also here on the list of capital virtues, and its opposition would be gluttony. Brotherly love, the opposite would be envy. Meekness, its opposite would be anger and wrath. Humility, the opposite of humility, would be pride. Diligence, the opposite and its deadly sin, would be sloth. I'd like to talk here about meekness and diligence very briefly. Meekness is one of those words I think we just don't understand. We hear examples of how St. Joseph was meek, or Moses was a very meek person. Now, I mentioned a moment ago that although meekness is the virtue, the opposing deadly sin would be anger, or let's say wrath, for example. But you see, true meekness is part of the virtue of temperance that we were talking about earlier. That self-moderation, that sense of self-control. This is why it opposes the deadly sin of anger. Father John Hardin defined meekness in this way. He referred to it as the virtue that moderates anger and its disorderly effects. It is a form of temperance that controls every inordinate movement of resentment at another person's character or behavior. Let's take that part again for a second. So meekness helps us to control those inordinate movements of resentment. Yesterday on Trending, we had a specialist here who was a specialist working in addiction and various issues, and we talked a lot about marital struggles and this kind of attitude that we can have with a marriage of resentment of our spouse or nitpicking. And I think that meekness is really that virtue that is so necessary to help counter that, especially within marriage. It helps us to control those disordered movements that continue to fuel resentment, especially with regard to our opinion and our thoughts of other people and their behavior. Meekness is possible. Know this, St. Francis of de Sales, he's a saint known for his mildness, patience, meekness, and gentleness. But did you know that he had a temper that was on fire? and was easily provoked to anger. If St. Francis de Sales, who was easily provoked to anger and had that fiery temper, could become a saint and develop gentleness, mildness, patience, and kindness, and meekness, so can you and I. And that other virtue I want to talk about briefly is diligence. Its opposite deadly sin would be sloth. Diligence. Continuing to be diligent in doing what is good. To not give up. To fight the fight. To finish the race, as St. Paul tells us. Diligence is what we need to continue to fight, to do good, and to develop good within us. To develop good thoughts, good attitudes, good behaviors, good habits.